This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 56 for Monday, September 11th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were weaker Monday as bearish technical signals kept speculators on the sell side. Prices down $3 to nearly $11, November down $10.70 at $769.40 per ton. That November contract is nearing chart support around $760 per ton after losing roughly $40 over the past week. Seasonal harvest pressure contributed to the declines with relatively favorable weather conditions in the forecast for most of the prairies. Losses in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil futures also weighed on the values, although the Chicago soy complex was mostly higher. Positioning ahead of a pair of reports out later this week kept some caution in the market, with the USDA set to release their monthly supply-demand estimates on Tuesday, followed by Statistics Canada's updated production numbers on Thursday. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures are higher while wheat was lower with positioning ahead of tomorrow's USDA report a feature. Soybeans, underpinned by ideas yields, won't live up to earlier expectations. The November contract up 6 cents at $13.69 per bushel. Average trade estimates place U.S. soybean yields at around 50.2 bushels per acre. That'd be down from the August estimate, but still up from the 49.5 bushels per acre seen last year. However, given the hot and dry weather over the past few weeks, actual yields may end up lower still. The USDA announced private export sales of 185,000 tons of soy meal to the Philippines this morning. The U.S. soybean harvest is in its early stages, and that was putting some pressure on values. Corn futures holding on to small gains, with positioning ahead of tomorrow's report a feature. December up 2 cents at 485 and 3 quarters. Average trade guesses are placing U.S. corn yields at around 173.5 bushels per acre, with total production of just over 15 billion bushels. That'd be down slightly from the previous estimate, but still up on the year. Weekly U.S. corn export inspections came in at just over 600,000 tons, with China and Mexico the top destinations. Wheat, it is lower. Minneapolis spring wheat down 4 cents in the December contract at $7.66 per bushel. Kansas City down 8 cents in December at $7.23 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 11 cents in December at $5.84 per bushel. Trade opinions are divided ahead of tomorrow's report, with some expecting tighter carryout numbers and others looking for an increase in both U.S. and world wheat stocks. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, September 11th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.